Hey, what's up, people? How you doing? Good morning. Welcome to the stream. I appreciate you guys showing up again another morning. We have another morning motivation. It's morning motivation number 21. That marks 3 weeks in a man, 3 weeks solid. Day is getting ready to leave for work. I'm getting my day started. Let me turn off, switch this lighting here. Oh, that's much better. That's much softer. Nice. Light ADW Illusions, congratulations making Riddler the stream this early morning. Wow, Leo, thank you for being here early. Pringles Tube, what up? Nodita, what's up? Glad you're feeling better. Hi, everybody. How you doing? Let's get started, shall we? First of all, thank you guys for showing up again. It's Sunday. It's the weekend. I'm glad you guys are here. Sunday's a good thing, a good day to recover, recoup. Get things back together. It feels like 5 days. Yeah, I know. It feels like it's only been a couple of days. You get to recoup tomorrow. One day. But yeah, it doesn't feel like 3 weeks. It feels like 5 days, like you said. So, you guys, welcome to the stream. I appreciate you being here. 3 weeks. And that's just 3 weeks doing the morning motivation. We've been doing this live stream every single day for a good month and a half or so. Why do I make my old morning motivations unlisted? Because they're available on podcast, and because I like for people to come and watch them live. And then on top of that, when people go to my channel, I don't like for them to see a ton of live events on or in podcast format. I wish there was a way that they could let me, I wish they would let me set it up so that the live streams are separate from all my videos on the list, but for right now it's not, so I put them as unlisted. Unlisted, because they're numbered. So, that's the reason why they're unlisted. But let's get started today with the riddle of the day. The riddle of the day, we're going to get that going real quick. And be ready, because I'm going to put it up here. I'm going to take it right down. So be ready. I have cities, but no houses. I have mountains, but no trees. I have water, but no fish. What am I? I'll say it one more time. Nala wants to be involved in the quote of the day. Jeez. I have cities, but no houses. I have mountains, but no trees. I have water, but no fish. What am I? There's the riddle of the day. We'll get to the quote in a second, Leo. Mark, classes start back this week. Ooh, back into classes, eh? Good luck with that. That'll be fun, I'm sure. You can make them hidden on your channel, but make a separate playlist called Morning Motivation. I actually do have a playlist called Live Streams, but when they're hidden, when they're unlisted, that hides them from the playlist as well. So I'll figure something out for you for sure. Anybody got the riddle today? Anybody figure it out yet? If not, we're gonna leave and I'll reveal the answer at the end of the stream. But we're moving on. A picture? Ooh, close, but not quite it. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and move on, let you guys think about that for a little bit, and we're going to get started with the quote of the day. First of all, I'd like to take this second to let everybody know on the podcast, welcome, you guys. I'm so happy to add to our listening world here, but now we've got people on Anchor, Pocket Cast. Let me see here. We might have expanded a little bit. No, we still got the 6. Anchor, Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. For those of you who want to listen to the podcast but don't have time to make it to the live, head on over to Anchor, any of those platforms, and listen to Morning Motivation every day. I'll have them up there and everything like that. You guys can listen. It'll be a great experience, but welcome to you guys. A map. Pringles gets it. There you go. Good job figuring it out. Look, we got Wild Leo and over here trying to figure out. Wild Leo and Pringles Tube trying to figure it out. Pringles, you got it. Congratulations. You did figure out the riddle of the day. You are now the Riddler for tomorrow's stream. Today, ADW Illusions is the Riddler of the stream, but you will have that title tomorrow. So thank you so much for playing, getting yourself woken up, getting your brain working a little bit. But yes, it is a map. All right. Let's get into it. Now, quote of the day, the meat and potatoes, baby. Meat and potatoes. Real knowledge is to know. Let me fix that. Real knowledge is to know the extent of one's ignorance. Real knowledge is to know the extent of one's ignorance. What does this mean? Let's say in order to understand, in order to be smart, or in order to continue to learn, you have to understand what you don't know. Ignorance is the lack of knowledge. Ignorance is, it's the lack of knowledge. It's the lack of, it's not knowing something. It's not being aware to something. Being ignorant to something is not being aware to something, not acknowledging it, not knowing it's there, not having the knowledge of it. And if you know what you don't know, or actually if you know how much you know, or if you know how much you don't know, how many things in the world you don't know, that's the easiest way to get better. That's the easiest way to advance, to move forward in the world, is to know that you don't know everything. Let me back up, because the problem here, or the reason why this happens. What's up, Dragon? Good morning. The problem here is that people a lot of times think that they know everything. And yeah, sure, in conversation they can backpedal and they can sit here and say, oh, no, I understand. Yeah, I know. When they're proven wrong, yeah, sure, when they're proven wrong. But otherwise, there's people who just think they know everything. They talk like they know everything. And they don't ever let anyone challenge what they say or challenge what they do. Because they assume that they're 100% right all the time, or they don't want to hear it from other people, you know, and they think other people are stupid, you know, these stupid things. All right, Naruto, take it easy. Sorry you couldn't stay. Have a good night, though. Sorry again, not for being tuned in so long. Cool, Bravers, it's all good, dude. Just be here whenever you can't be here, and I appreciate that very much. There's a lot of people in this world who handle things as if they know exactly what they're talking about all the time, and they talk to other people like they know what they're talking about all the time. But in order to learn, in order to be a smart person, you know how you become the smartest person in the world? Is you continue to act and carry yourself as if you don't know anything. Because then you're open to learn, you're open to hear things from people. Too many times they believe what they believe so heavy that they're prepared to argue with other people about it. And first, before you argue something, you need to talk about it, because you know that there's plenty of other people that could have experience with this or that, or more experience than you, and you guys know damn well there's plenty of people who have more experience than you. People try to argue things on Facebook all the time, and they're ignorant. How in the world can anyone think that they know, you know, vaccines and vaccines or not vaccines? Like, these people are not educated enough to actually argue. these people are not educated enough to actually speak on these subjects. I don't choose to speak on these things because I don't know enough. I don't choose to speak on politics because I don't know enough. I don't care enough. But people still try to talk on politics. People still try to have their opinion on certain things that they know nothing about. And that's fine. But the problem comes in when people try to voice those opinions, when they try to stand by their truth. They try to stand by what they believe, when what they believe is based on a couple of headlines that they read on Facebook. And they think because they read a bunch of headlines on Facebook that they're knowledgeable. They think that they're cultured. They think they're reading the news. They think they understand what's going on in the news. News flash. People back in the day used to have to watch the news just to know what's going on. There was no Twitter, Facebook, any of this stuff. You had to actually watch the news. You couldn't just read headlines, which could be fake or real, by the way. You have no idea. Most of you can't even determine a real article from a fake one. In life, you don't need many friends. You just need the right friends. That's right. You just need the right ones. You just need the ones that are there for you. A lot of friends is a pain in the ass. I have another corner to turn in life. Dreams of someone else as the world already has them. You don't need them. In life, live up to your dreams, not someone else's. The world already has them. They don't need another one of them. The world needs a you. That is true. You know, why... Like, yeah, sure, you can make a bunch of copies of something that we know that works. But once again, how are we going to advance as humans? How are we going to advance as anything? How are you going to advance as a person if you're stuck trying to be the same thing that other people are, you know? Be yourself. Be something that you want. Be what you want to be, because, you know, who knows? This is the thing, is that how did people become famous? How did people become big? It's people who decided that they... Think about it. Like, people like Johnny Depp and Tom Cruise and all these people who are unique and, like, people look up to them and all this. Why do they do that? It's because these people decided to be themselves no matter what. No matter what other people said. Like, Johnny Depp, he's a weird guy. But... a lot of famous people, Kesha and all, Lady Gaga, they all got famous because they all decided to be them no matter what, no matter how weird people thought it was, no matter how off or different people thought it was, they all became famous because they stayed who they were and they drove that home to the end of the day. And other people eventually decided, oh, I'm going to copy that because I like it too. You have to realize that there's so many people in this world who are just copying, who are just trying to copy, who are just trying to do something because they know it works. Do a proven method because they know it works. A proven clothing line because they know it works. A proven way to talk because they know it works. And yeah, sure, you can do that, or you could do it the real way, which may be the harder way, but it's the real way, and carve your own path. Carve your own path, and eventually a bunch of people are going to look to you because you're carving your own path. People look at people carving their paths. So you're going to carve your path, or you're going to look at somebody else carving theirs. You know what I mean? Connections with the industry, or just people who did what they loved. I'm not sure what that question was, Pringles Tube. If you want to rephrase that, go ahead so I can understand what you were asking. But life is, everybody talks about YOLO. Everybody talks about how you only get to live this life once, right? Everybody talks about how, you know, you only get so much time on this earth. It's not enough time, blah, blah, blah. You gotta make sure you leave your mark behind, blah, blah, blah. And then they go and do what everybody else on the planet Earth does. You know, go find their job, do this or that. And they're select few. We call them celebrities, but these people who carve their own path. And I think these people are only celebrities because these are the people that have figured it out early, or we figured out that we like seeing these special things early, but we haven't figured out that everybody's, you know, we're all capable of it. We haven't figured out that we're all capable of it. We still think that people are special because they achieve fame. It's not them being special that helps them achieve fame. It's them. A lot of times, it's people not being special at all that helps them achieve fame. Them being, feeling like just everyone else, feeling sad like everyone else, feeling left out like everyone else, feeling, being broke like everyone else. A lot of times, it's feeling like everyone else or feeling just like everyone else that pushes someone to fame because they're like, I'm tired of this, I'm not dealing with it anymore, and I'm moving forward. You know? But it all comes down to your mindset and how you carry yourself because oh, how do you get people famous? Connection with the industry or just people who do what they love? I get what you're saying. One more. If you can do great things, do small great things. Yeah. If you can't, that is a good quote. I've heard that one, a variation of that before. If you can't do great things, do small things in great ways. If you can't do great things, do small things in great ways. And you know what? My quote being today, real knowledge is to know the extent of one's ignorance. And Ashton, what's up, dude? How you doing? Welcome to the stream. But really, if I'm in a group of people and someone has knowledge that I don't have, but I'm constantly self-conscious, so I'm constantly saying, oh, yeah, I knew that. Oh, yeah, no, I got that. No, yeah, I know what you're talking about. If I'm constantly acting like I know, constantly acting like this person doesn't have to tell me, or this person, like, oh yeah, I get it, or like this person doesn't know more than me, if I'm constantly acting like that, then I'm not learning anything from that person or anyone else. I'm not learning anything anymore. That means that I have stopped learning. That means that I have stopped gaining more knowledge. That means that I have stopped adding to myself because I'm telling everybody that I get it, that I know, that oh yeah, I've already done that before, oh yeah, I've already tried it. Like, no one cares. Like, stop lying to people. My nightly motivation, yeah, there you go. Stop lying to people, stop faking it. Like, why do you have to lie so much? And there's people that I know come to my channel, my Twitch stream, or my YouTube stream, and these people, they lie. They act like, oh yeah, I knew that, or oh yeah, I know this or that, or they try to act like they knew this, or they try to act like they, oh yeah, I've seen this before, oh yeah, I've done that, oh yeah, oh yeah, I've done this or that. And it's stupid because A, I can see right through it. I may not always reveal that, and I may not always say it because I don't. It's why would I embarrass? I don't want to embarrass somebody for no reason. But you can usually tell when someone's being that way, when someone's acting like, "Oh yeah, I knew," but they really didn't. It's like you're not hurting anyone but yourself. Just have the strength to admit that you were wrong or that you didn't know, so that you can shed the ignorance and learn. You know what I mean? But if you continue to feel self-conscious and feel like you got to prove something to people, like you have to do things a certain way because you have to prove something or something like that, then you're going to live a life where A, you're not going to learn very much, and B, you're going to live a life of it's depressing trying to keep up with people all the time and not feeling adequate. That's what it leads to. It leads to not feeling adequate, even though you're trying to make everybody think that you're adequate. It leads to not feeling adequate at all. It leads to the very opposite, feeling very inadequate. Here's some life advice. In life, a lie you will have to deal with in the future, and the truth is in the past. So if you don't lie, people will be rude with you. If you lie, people will lie to you. I mean, it really just is as simple as just be true to yourself. Be true to what you know. Be true to... Everybody's trying to be cool. Everybody's trying to be good. Everybody's trying to be something. Why are we so busy sitting here trying to convince each other of stuff? You know, trying to lie to each other about different things and convince each other of these things. I just want to be me. I'm tired of... I don't want to play a part. I don't want to play a... I don't want to be something I'm not. I just want to... I don't have time for that. I want to do the things that I want to do. I want to enjoy life and stuff like that. And I can't do that if I'm constantly worried about what other people are thinking and what's going on. So, yeah. Pretty good quote this morning. I think it's good because those of you that are here with me, and those of you who have been here pretty consistently or maybe just dropping in every once in a while, I strongly, strongly believe that we're all getting better together. You know, the days that you guys spend in here, we're talking about things that people don't think about every day. They may think about this once in a while when they hear a quote and they'll think about it for 10 minutes and then go to bed. But we're spending time thinking about ideas and thinking about things that are actually, you know, they're positive for our life, you know. And how many people in your life are spending any time at all to be positive or to better themselves or to get better this or that, you know? So we're ahead of the game by being here, by being here with each other, by being open to hearing words, you know, from each other. So it's awesome that you guys are here with me. It's awesome that you guys are have joined the stream to share this like-minded mindset, you know what I mean? Yo, good afternoon. How you doing, Matt? What's up, dude? Welcome to the stream. I appreciate you showing up. My name is Mark. I do this thing, morning motivation, and I call it morning motivation because it's the morning for me. It's early in the morning, but I know it's different times of the day for everybody else. So those of you listening on the podcast and those of you here live, I appreciate you guys showing up. Appreciate you guys being here no matter what time it is. But remember, I mean, motivation, these words, anything you hear, anything that helps you out, anything that you need to hold on to, it works for any time of the day. So I'm not trying to teach anybody anything. I'm not trying to say that I know the answers to everything. I'm not trying to say that I'm even some motivational speaker. I'm just trying to say that I'm sharing the things that I've learned to keep me motivated, and I try to stay motivated every day. So I'm taking what I do to stay motivated, and I'm just sharing it with you guys so that other people can be motivated too. That's all. Because it's hard to find a positive place just to hang out and not feel ridiculed or not be worried about what people are going to say. It's hard to find a place of positivity and not feel weird, not feel hippie-ish, or feel like, oh my God, everybody hold hands and sing Kumbaya. Like, no, man, I just want to be real, but I don't also want to have to worry about people making fun of me. I also don't want to have to worry about people saying, well, you should be doing this, or you should be doing that, or you should be doing it this way, or you should be doing that. It's like, no, forget you, man. You should do it. If you want to tell me how to do it, you should be doing it. You do it and show me that it works, and then I'll do it your way. You know what I mean? But yeah, welcome. Hit the links down below if you want to see what I've been up to. My videos on the channel have been... I've been pumping those out. I've got more that I'm working on. I've got one that I'm getting ready to finish today. I got to finish two videos today. I'm going to try my best to finish two videos today. Get those done. Get those pumped out. And then start working on the next ones. Oh, I got some motorcycle videos coming, guys. I'm getting on the motorcycle. It's going to be fun. I've got multiple cameras, so I got multiple views now. Oh, it's going to be nice. So... the quote of the day is over. I don't know if you guys heard that alarm or not. Now it's the question of the day, or Q&A. Not necessarily question of the day, but Q&A. This is an opportunity for any of you guys who have been listening to me, any of you guys who are here. If you guys have a question, a topic, anything that you guys want to cover, anything you guys want to talk about, or maybe you just want to hear my point of view on something. It could be what's the best game to play at this time, or it could be what computer part should I buy for this performance. I don't know. It could be anything. But if you have a question, go ahead and ask it, and I'll do my best to answer it. I might not have the answers for everything, but I can promise you that we will talk it out and try to find the best answer for you if I don't have an answer. If you guys have no questions, I'm just going to go ahead and find something nice and motivating that we can, I wasn't going to say tune in on, but every time we do that, we get cut off from YouTube because of copyright. But, you know, maybe I'll find something else to look at so that we can continue this conversation. That's okay. No questions. I also keep forgetting. You know what? I need to write on my board right now. I need to remind myself to fix the latency issue because the chat and the stream, what you guys see as to what's happening is so far behind. I don't like it. So I'm going to fix it so it's a little closer. So it's pretty much almost instant chat. What's better, peanut butter and jelly? Neither one of them are as good when they're not together.
Latency YouTube stream. I need badges, a schedule update, Yamaha and highlights, morning motivation podcast, and I got boom, boom, boom,
boom. Yep. You know what? That's helped out a lot. I'll tell you one thing. If there's anybody trying to get their life together, try to get things together, I'm not a person who I hate schedules and people being like, well, you got to be here at this time, you got to do this and this amount of time, this and that. I hate it. I just hate it. It fucks with my brain and it makes it like all jumbled and I get anxiety and stuff like that. Never liked it. But when I do it for myself, when two things. Oh, I miss these Wild Leo. I miss this one. What I think to myself is I try to impress people. Why would I care what other people think? All that matters for me is what I think of myself. Exactly, Wild Leo. I think you're getting it. I think you get it, Wild Leo. I think you're on the right track, and I think you know exactly what I'm talking about, and you're feeling it. You're getting in that headspace that I'm in right now. It's more like you're thinking about things like, come on, man, it makes perfect sense. It's easy sense. How come everybody doesn't get it, you know? Mark, will there be Sunday service today? There will be. Every Sunday. Organizing myself. So what I did was, is I took my space that I work in, my internet, social media, my station, my content creation station. I made it exactly the way that I want it and exactly the way that I need it to be productive. It's still not perfect, but I'm still working on it. But I've also set myself a schedule, and I've got a board here to visualize it. And I've held myself accountable to a schedule, and it has hands down changed my life. There's been like three phases in my life that I've gone through, and all recently. The first phase being just the lazy do whatever phase, just feel good phase. That was me spending time doing whatever it was to feel good, and that was always coming home from work, sitting on the couch, watching Netflix or YouTube. And then afterwards playing some video games and going to bed and going to work again. That was it. And that was my life, even just recently, not too long ago, months ago. And a couple months ago, I decided to make myself a schedule. And I decided to stick to it. And I've stuck to that schedule. And it has changed my life. The second phase of my life was like wanting to be better, wanting to get things done, and wanting to like being upset, being complaining because there's not enough time in the day. And every time I go to do something, it's like time for bed and blah, blah, blah. And then the third phase of my life was when I fixed it. I just scheduled everything. I scheduled every minute of the day so that anytime that I wasn't doing anything and I was being lazy, I could hold myself accountable and say, well, I could be doing this. I could be doing this instead. And now I'm in that routine and it is perfect. It is great. Not perfect, because I think the only thing, what I need to add to it is I need to add working out to it. In the morning, I wake up and I do some push-ups and sit-ups every once in a while when I can. But I need to add consistent working out to that routine. What would you rather? Every time you cuss, you get slapped in the face, or you say a cuss word between every word? I'd damn it rather shit, cuss, fuck, between, damn, every ass word. That's hard. That was hard. I'm not gonna do that anymore. But yeah, I mean, I think that's a, like a step one, like a step negative one, like a step zero, to changing your life or to getting things together. Or if you're not happy with things and you want to change it, you know, get organized, get on a schedule, you know, start scheduling the, hold yourself accountable for the things that you want to accomplish. You know, it's too easy to, if your goal, new Tyler Nix, what's up? How you doing? Welcome to the stream. It's real easy to feel, like you have to, okay. I think the common idea in the world is, and a lot of people don't realize they're not awake to it, is that the common idea in the world is like, you just want to relax. You just want to relax, or you just want to like have some time to yourself. You fight for those moments of comfort. You fight for those moments of not doing anything, you know, relax, because we live to work. Like, that's the mindset that everybody has gotten to. It's as everybody has started working, and work becomes life. Like, you have to work in order to live your life. So people's goals are to, you know, retire and find time not to have to do anything, not to have any responsibility. When, yeah, that's nice, quote unquote nice. Like, it's not really nice, but people think it is. And so you get to that where you don't have to do anything, you don't have any responsibility, or you've had so much responsibility for so long that it kind of takes care of itself a little bit. I don't know. You get old, you retire, blah blah blah. But really, the human mind and body still yearns to do stuff. Like, you see all these people, they retire like, yeah, I'm bored. You know, I'm not sure what to do. It's great traveling and stuff like that, but I'm bored. You know, I need something to do. You see that all the time. And really, I mean, if your goal is to sit down and do nothing, then sure, go ahead. You can be lazy if you want. But I started to realize that I was like, well, that's, yeah, it's nice to be lazy. It feels good to be lazy. But it being my goal to be lazy is kind of ridiculous, because that means I come home every day and my goal is to do nothing. My goal is to do nothing, you know? And after a while, it started to annoy me. I was like, why? I mean, I don't want to live like this. I would rather live, you know, where money isn't an issue, where I don't have to worry about any of these things. So if I'm not where I want to be, I only get to live this life once. Why am I not trying everything possible to get there? Because at the end of life, let's say, one thing that I thought about was like, well, yeah, what's the point of trying so hard and maybe never getting it? And then you wasted your whole life trying. That's kind of a thought, right? But at the end of the road, I can almost guarantee we're going to be looking at it as if like, okay, what, man, it would have been nice if I could have did this. It would have been nice if I could have done this. Man, if I had tried this hard, I probably would have eventually done this. So one of my biggest, if not my biggest motivator, it's just the fact that I don't want to have regrets when I get older. I don't want to have regrets. don't want to live with regrets. So I'm going to do everything I can to get somewhere before I run out of time to try. You know, eventually my body is going to be too old. My body's going to not be able to move. I'm not going to understand what's going on. You know, I'm going to keep trying until that day comes. How's it been, man? Tyler, it's been good, dude. I've just been chilling. Nice Sunday. I feel good today. Like, I feel excited for the day. I don't know why. But it always feels good to wake up like that. And we all know, we've looked at the rest of my week. We know I didn't wake up like that 2 days ago or the day before that, you know. So live every day for the next, you know. You're moving to the next day. And the way that you woke up one day isn't the way that you might not wake up the next day. So if you didn't wake up good and you feel like shit one day, then just fight to get to the next day. Because that's a new chance to wake up better. So I'm going to get slapped every time because it would be allowing me to set myself into a better habit instead of swearing all the time. Yeah, swearing has been one of those things that has been it's been a conflict for me, and I don't care anymore. I just swear on YouTube. The only time that I don't is when I'm doing stuff like this, because I like for multiple people to be able to watch. I would like for people to be able to show their parents if they want to show their parents. Like, one day, I would love it if families started their day like this. Like, if somebody just, like, okay, because I know it's coming to a point where eventually it's going to be standard that there's just iPads or there's, like, screens on in the living room or, you know, in the hallway, whatever. There's going to be, like, a screen there or TV. And it would be nice if someone, you know, if people, I think what I see happening first is like, you know, 17 to 35 year olds putting the stream on or putting the podcast on in the living room while they're walking around getting ready for work, or while they're on their way to work, or while they're, you know, while they're doing something, you just have it on and you listen to it and you think about things while you're doing whatever. But then eventually I would love for it to be like a family, like, sits down and watches, says, hey, we're gonna watch Morning Motivation. Or, you know, a group of friends sits down and says, we're gonna watch Morning Motivation. Or, you know, a bunch of people, maybe one day we have a live studio audience, like some Oprah shit, you know. And then I could be like, you get a car underneath your seat. I don't know, but that's kind of the vision that I have for this. I really just want a place where like-minded individuals who are ready to go in a positive manner, we're not here together to talk about, you know, the depressing news that happened in the week and all the celebrities that got caught by paparazzi throughout the week. We're here to talk about, you know, bettering our lives and making things better. I think that's a part of life that's missing right now. There's not enough people talking about how to make their lives better. There's too many people trying to make their lives comfortable, make it so that everybody's comfortable, or get rich quick, or get happy quick schemes, you know. Nobody's actually talking about real life and how to make it better. No one's just sitting down and talking about it. So that's what we're doing, damn it. We're sitting down and talking about life. I can guarantee you, all of you that are here with me, if you're talking, you're listening, ingesting, or whatever, we're just talking about life, whatever it is, I can guarantee that you guys are gaining steps in life that are going to help you at some point just for us talking about it. And I don't say that to talk myself up. I say that because that speaks to your character. That speaks to you being here wanting to ingest anything good or just be here for that. That speaks to your character. Not to me. It speaks to your character wanting to even be in the presence of something like that. So I applaud you guys for wanting to make your lives better or wanting to even be around something that's positive and stuff like that. Because not everybody, there's a lot of people who look at positivity or they look at stuff like this, motivation, and it turns them off. They're like, oh my God, because they're embarrassed. And being embarrassed is a weakness, man. It's a huge weakness. It'll hold you back from a lot of things. Life is easy to give up, but it's rewarding to be persistent. Exactly. People think that they give up because things are hard. People think that they give up because things are hard. Whatever it is, something that they do is hard. No. They give up Because giving up is easy. But I'm gonna win. Because perseverance is an easy choice put up against losing. The only way to make life comfortable is to seek into new ways to make you feel uncomfortable so that when an obstacle is thrown at you, you'll be prepared and able to know how to handle it. Yeah, there's truth to that. Like I said, the only way to gain control in life is to let go of all control, is to realize that you have no control. And that sounds contradictory, and in some ways it is. But you don't have control over things until you realize that it has a mind of its own. And that way, that's when you control everything around it. Maybe the hose is going crazy because the water's shooting out and it's flying everywhere. So no, you can't control that water hose. But you can control the things around it. So you build a couple of walls. Maybe you get a bucket to trap that hose in, to trap all the water in. Or maybe you design a funnel around the hose so that the water drops into it, and then you collect the water. And you know, however you do it, that's your business. However you decide to trap that hose, whatever it is, that's your business. But you have to understand that you don't have control of the hose. You got to stop chasing the hose around. Stop trying to stop it from slinging water everywhere, because you don't have control over that hose. Stop being mad that the hose is on, and stop being mad that the hose is spraying everything everywhere. Instead, focus on what you can control and grab a bucket, grab a raincoat. I don't know. Grab whatever it is. Start focusing on the solution. Start figuring out what you need to do to control it. Start focusing on what you can control so that then you can control the situation. You still don't have control over that garden hose, but you have control over the parameters around it. Life throws things at you no matter what, and you can't stop that. Either you're going to get used to that fact and start attacking those problems and fixing them, or you're going to continue to complain and you're never going to move forward and you're never going to get out of the place that you're at because you're too busy complaining about where you're at. So for today's quote of the day, real knowledge is to know the extent of one's ignorance. Get stupid. Get stupid. Start getting real stupid. When you talk to people, you try to learn. When I talk to people, yeah, I try to. A lot of times I end up talking a hell of a lot. You guys know I talk a lot here, and I talk a lot in person too. So sometimes I end up dominating conversations, but I'm always ready to learn. I'm always ready to learn. You know how many. I can almost guarantee that I can outcount someone on like major professions or things that I've become proficient at, things that I've become, that I've actually learned, done, and learned to do well. I think I can outcount most people, a lot of people, because I'm always eager to learn something new. And sometimes that's been looked at as bad, because sometimes it has been bad. It's like longevity at a company. I can't stay at a place for a long time. I can't do the same thing for a long time. I get bored, this or that. And I'd say 90% of my jobs I've ended on good terms. There's been a few here and there that have not been on good terms, but 90% have been on good terms. And I move on to the next one, and I move on to the next. And sometimes they're completely different, from childcare to welding to banks and credit unions, all over the place, groceries, everything. But that's because I am just a sponge soaking up as much as I can. And I'm sure that it's leading up to a culmination of events where all of these events that have happened in my past, all the learning that I've done, all of the skills and all the things that I've learned and stuff like that, I'm gonna take all that and ball it up into one big ass meatball, and I'm gonna make the best spaghetti in the world. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna make the best dish in the world. It's gonna be awesome because I think I've grown up in a very unique. You know what? That's one thing you got to be careful of, too. It's very easy to think of yourself as unique, different, special, whatever it is. But you got to understand that you're not special. I may have grown up different in unique ways or whatever, but I'm not special. Everybody's special in their own way. That's another thing. Not thinking that you're anything different from anybody else. Because the moment that you do is the moment that, yeah, sure, you are different. Which means you're not learning the same way as everybody else either. I just urge you to stop being fake. And I don't know who this word is for right now, but it just kind of came out of nowhere. Stop being fake. Be honest with yourself. You don't know everything. You're not good at everything. And that's okay. Nobody is. Everybody has strengths and everybody has weaknesses. But if you continue to pretend like your weaknesses are strengths, you're never going to make those weaknesses any stronger. And you're never going to develop your strengths. So stop it. Get some help. For real. Stop pretending to be something you aren't because you're worried about what other people are thinking about you. Stop worrying about what other people think you know. Stop worrying about when someone asks you a question, you don't have to know the answer. When someone asks you a question, you don't have to know what the right answer is. You don't have to have the right words. You don't have to be special. You don't have to be different. It's okay if you don't know, and admit it so that you can be educated, so that you can learn more. I don't know who needed to hear that, but one of you, somebody out there is capping their potential by trying to prove that there's something that they're not. Self-awareness is probably at the base of everything. If you want to do anything well, you need to be self-aware. Being self-aware is understanding what you look like to yourself and understanding what you look like to other people. And caring, but not caring, all at the same time. Do you believe in aliens? I personally 100% think they are real because there are trillions of galaxies, and those trillions of galaxies, there are trillions of planets, and there is no way the Earth is the only planet that can support life force. Honestly, I get conflicted in this thought because religion tells you there is no aliens. I'm in a weird boat of, I feel like people have religion more wrong than they think they have it. Even the religion that I believe, that I side with or that I believe in, I feel like the people in it have gotten it kind of skewed. And yes, I do believe that there are aliens. I do believe that there's life that we do not know about on other planets. I don't know. I think there is. I think that we just haven't found it yet. You know, I think we'd be naive to think that we could be in such a big place and there's not something else. I mean, you think about it, and there's some ladybug or some tick or some ant. If they had articulate thoughts, I'm sure they'd be thinking the same thing. Like, do you really think that there's something else out there? Outside of this jungle, outside of this desert, outside of this crack in the sidewalk, do you really think there's people out there? You know, and they're so far away from civilization that how are they supposed to know if it's even real? You know, they may never see a human in their lifetime. So I would never put it past the capabilities of being real, you know? But think about that today, guys. The moment that you guys stop learning, the moment that you shut yourself off and you're sitting here acting like you know everything, trying to prove to people that you know this and you know that and you're this cool or that, hey, you're too busy learning. You're too busy thinking that other people care about you. People don't care. They really don't. And then you're also hurting yourself because you're not learning. If you're too busy, and if you think that you are learning, but you're just showing other people that you're just trying to prove to other people that you know enough. Come on, dude, you're not fooling nobody. You're not learning. You're not growing as a person, and it's annoying. Everybody can see through it. It's not something that's as hidden as you think it is. And when you think that you're telling somebody, oh yeah, I know, or when you think that you're telling somebody something new, you're telling them something because it's an opportune time, or maybe you think that you've gotten past, maybe you think you can fool somebody with, oh yeah, I didn't realize that you had already said that, or I didn't realize that you had, you know, like, there's people that go around trying to just act like they know everything. And for a long time, I think when I was younger, I see things in a different way. So I felt like I knew more. I felt like I was more woke than other people. So I was always trying to educate somebody. I was always trying to tell them something. I was always trying to say, well, you shouldn't do this. You should do it this way. And sometimes I was right. Sometimes I was absolutely right. Sometimes I had the right idea. Sure. But me sitting there trying to shove it down people's throats and trying to be right all the time, that totally took away from it. That totally made it invalid because nobody wanted to listen to me because I was always trying to be right. I was always trying to prove that I'm right about this or I'm right about that. And nobody wants to listen to somebody who thinks they're right all the time. Everybody's just, all they try to do is prove that person wrong because they're always trying to be right. So don't be that person, okay? Learn something and continue to learn. Continue to grow as a human being because we need you to. I can only grow in certain ways and you can only grow in certain ways. So let's at the end of the day, come back together and say, okay, how did we grow? And how can we grow each other now? You know what I mean? But everybody's too busy. Everybody's so self-conscious about what they got going on in their life, that they're so busy trying to disprove what other people have going on in their life. They're so self-conscious about what they don't have or what they don't have going on, the vacations that they're not taking, that they're looking at other people and they try to disprove whatever they're doing. Oh yeah, she's taking a vacation, but I bet she's still paying a car note. I bet she got hella debt. I bet he don't have a nice place. I bet he's still with his mom though, even though he's doing that. Like, stop worrying about people so much that you have to disprove what they're doing because of your self-conscious attitude towards what other people have or what they do or what they're into. Like, they didn't go through life the same time as you. They didn't go through the same things as you, and you didn't go through the same things as them. So yeah, maybe they are further along than you, but it don't matter. They didn't go through the same things as you. Just walk your path. Walk your line, you know, live your life. And maybe you're further down the road than somebody else. That doesn't give you the right to judge them. You don't know what challenges they came up against. You don't have the right to just sit here and call them just, oh, they're just lazy. They're just not doing it right. You shouldn't have any opinion about them anyway. You have no idea what they've been through. You have no idea what they came up against. So their life is their life. Your life is your life. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. And if another car happens to come up riding next to you, going the same way on the same highway at the same time, then hey, then that's when you guys become friends. That's when things work out because you got someone in similar place as you. But don't jump lanes to the opposite highway, start going the opposite way of traffic just to be with a friend or whatever it is, or just to be with someone. No, if they're not in the same lane as you and they're not heading the same direction, they don't have the same destination, then you go on and let them go. Maybe you can guys chill at the stoplight and say, hey, what's up? How you doing? Nice to see you, Bob. But you see him later when that green light goes because you're not going the same direction. It's what it takes. Brian, what kind of sport is your favorite, Mark? Oh, and hi, by the way, hi. What's up, Brian? How you doing? My favorite sport is basketball to play. I don't like watching sports. I like playing sports. Basketball is my first favorite, and then track and field is my second favorite. I love doing high jump. High jump is my shit. Future world's most popular motivational speaker. I don't want to be seen as a motivational speaker. I just want to be seen as someone who's, I just want to be a friend, you know. I just want to hang out with you guys. I want to share my mind. That's all. I'm just sharing my mind with you guys. That's it. That is it. And look at the time, people. It has been 1 hour. That is our morning motivation for today. I want to thank all of you guys for joining me this morning, and any of you who have joined me on the podcast, thank you so much, even more so, because trying to get this podcast going and everything like that, make sure people can listen to it in their cars, you know, they can lock their phones and still listen to it, not having to watch a live video. Thank you so much for being here live, guys. I appreciate it. You guys are the real MVPs, waking up early with me or staying up late with me. Maybe it's just the afternoon, but either way, you guys being here with me means a lot. It's nice to have like-minded individuals here with me. Remember, you guys can tune into the podcast anytime if you happen to miss it or you want to get caught up or you want to go back and listen to a specific part. Anchor, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Casts, and Radio Public. It's available on all of those platforms, so go catch up with it. Maybe you missed the first two. Maybe you missed the first 10. They'll all be up there for you for your viewing pleasurable eyeballs. Basketball for the win. Hell yeah, Anonymous. Sunday service usually starts around 8 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, so about an hour and a half. If you guys would like to tune in for Sunday service, I usually do it on Twitch, but I think I'm going to be doing it over here today. I'm going to be doing it over here on YouTube. So tune back in 8 a.m. For Sunday service. I do live broadcast a Sunday sermon. So if you guys want to come and hang out for that, come and hang out for that. Thank you so much. I'm here every day, 5:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Twitch, 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time as well. So thank you guys so much for viewing today. I hope to see you guys back tomorrow. Tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow's another motivation. Another morning motivation. Another day, another morning motivation. So remember, be passionate about finding your passion until you have something to be passionate about. Be passionate about finding your passion until you find something to be passionate about. And also, do what you love and get better at it. So good, you can share it with the world, okay? That's all that I got for you guys today. Dude, you're going places. Thank you so much, Wild Leo. Thank you so much, Brian, Dragon, Ashton. All you guys for showing up today. I really appreciate it. New Tyler, Matt. We've got Ashton Lee, Pringles, Cool Bravers, Nautica came by. All you guys, thank you so much for being a part of the stream. You guys make these streams what they are. So thank you so much for being here. I will see you guys tomorrow, same time, 5:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Peace.